You know you're meant for more in your business because deep down you can feel that the version of success you once worked so hard to create no longer fully fits with who you've become. And on the outside, everything might still look successful. Maybe your business is working, maybe people admire what you've built, maybe you've already achieved a lot of things that other women are still dreaming about, but internally, something feels off. Like you've outgrown your own business, your own content, your own way of working, maybe even the identity you built your reputation on. And at the same time, you can't fully explain what exactly needs to change. That's why you keep searching for the missing piece. You consume another podcast episode, you sign up for another masterclass, you hire another mentor, you try that fancy strategy, you learn another framework, do another coaching certification, and maybe you even start questioning yourself. Why can't I just make this work again? Why does everything suddenly feel so heavy? Why can't I replicate my old success, my old results? Why do I feel creatively disconnected from something I used to love? And because you're intelligent, ambitious, and highly self-aware, you try to fix that by becoming even better. More disciplined, more strategic, more productive, more polished in your content. But if we're being honest, the more you do that and the more pressure you put on yourself to figure it out, to getting it right, the further away you will feel from yourself. Because what you're experiencing is not a strategy problem. And it's not because you're lazy, ungrateful, inconsistent, or incapable. You're simply in what I love to call the in-between. And that's the scary space where your old identity no longer fits, but the new one hasn't fully emerged yet. And if you're currently in this season of your life and business, let me tell you something. This phase will feel wildly uncomfortable because part of you wants clarity now. Part of you wants guarantees. Part of you wants the perfectly mapped out five-step plan before making your next move. And I get that. I really do. But you know what? Your next chapter, it won't be built from someone else's blueprint. It will be built from you. And that is exactly what this audio training is about. Because in the next minutes together, we're going to talk about what it really takes to rebuild your business, your work, and your brand and identity as an entrepreneur from the inside out. And that doesn't mean having to tear anything down or burning anything down. It means realigning with who you are and stop forcing yourself into another strategy that looks good on paper but feels completely misaligned in reality. So that you can then stop performing success and start creating a business that actually feels like home. But before we go deeper into this, let me tell you something important. Nothing you've done until this point was wrong. Not the programs, not the content, not the launches, not the certifications, not the strategies, not the mentors, not the offers you created or the spaces. Not even the version of you that built all of this in the first place. Because every single thing brought you here. And maybe those strategies did work for a certain season. Maybe those offers served you at a certain point in your life. Maybe they helped you build momentum, visibility, money, opportunities, credibility. But what got you here won't necessarily get you there. And that realization, it can feel terrifying. I know that. Because suddenly you're standing there with all these puzzle pieces that once made sense, and now you're wondering why they no longer fit together. But let's be honest here for a second. What's the point of learning another launch strategy if the way you're running your business drains your life force? What's the point of consuming another inspiring masterclass if you immediately collapse back into pressure and overthinking the moment it's over? What's the point of endlessly refining your niche, your messaging, your content strategy, if your business no longer reflects who you truly are? At some point, the answer is no longer more information. At some point, the real work becomes reconnection. Reconnection to your voice, your vision, your mission, your desires, your creativity, your aliveness, your natural way of leading, your real identity underneath all the conditioning. Because the truth is, you do not build an extraordinary business through consistent self-abandonment. You build it through alignment, through self-trust, unapologetic self-expression, and by allowing yourself to evolve. And that means the biggest shift you may need to make right now is stop asking, what strategy should I be following next? And start asking yourself, what actually feels true and alive for me right now? Because here's what most women don't realize. The reason they feel stuck creatively, disconnected from their business, unable to move forward with clarity, is often because they're trying to force a new identity through an outdated version of themselves. They're still operating from old expectations, old positioning, old ways of working, old rules, old definitions of success. Meanwhile, their next level is asking for something completely different. More truth, more self-expression, more courage, more experimentation, more play, more honesty, more individuality. And this is where things get really important. Your next chapter will not emerge through overthinking. It will emerge through creating first, or by creating first, through moving, experimenting, expressing, trying, playing, following whatever lights you up, and allowing clarity to meet you through action, not before it. Because you are so much more likely to act your way into a new way of being than to try to desperately think your way into a new way of acting. Let me say that again. You are so much more likely to act your way into a new way of being than to desperately try to think your way into a new way of acting. Now, maybe you're thinking, okay, Nicole, but how do I actually move through this in-between season without spiraling into uncertainty and self-doubt? Well, that's a beautiful question. My answer to you is stop controlling everything and stop trying to control the entire path and focus on the next steps. And also focus on creating the right conditions for your next identity, your next level in your business to emerge. What do I mean by this? You simplify instead of adding more complexity. You stop drowning yourself in content and start listening to yourself again. You create space to hear your own ideas. You reconnect to what naturally energizes you. You allow yourself to evolve publicly instead of doing something behind the scenes and waiting until everything is perfectly figured out. Because the women who create truly magnetic brands and businesses are not women who perfectly follow the rule book. There are women who become deeply expressed. And one of the most powerful questions you can ask yourself during this season is, what would make me feel most alive right now? What would make me feel better right now? Not what would look more impressive, or what would the industry approve of, what would my mentor like, and what would scale fastest, but what feels most alive, what feels most true, what feels most aligned. Because your business can't feel like home while you're constantly abandoning yourself. Now here's the beautiful part. You do not need to have your entire next chapter figured out today. You don't need the final destination. You don't need your final niche. You don't need the final strategy or the final identity. You simply need the courage to begin listening to yourself again. and to stop treating your evolution like it's a problem. Because maybe this season isn't here to destroy anything at all. Maybe it's here to reconnect you with who you were always meant to be. And this is exactly why I created my private Telegram channel. This is not another place filled with overwhelming business noise, but it's a place for visionary women navigating identity shifts, creative evolution, self-expression, and the messy middle between old success and the next version of themselves. And it's a space where you can reconnect to your own voice, your own vision, and your own way of building. Inside, I share raw insights, activations, behind-the-scenes reflections, experiments, mindset shifts, and conversations around building a business that feels deeply aligned instead of performative. So if this audio spoke to something inside of you, come join us. You'll find the link below this audio. And until then, remember, you are not lost. You're not behind, and you're definitely not broken, and nothing is missing. You're simply evolving into the next version of the incredible leader and visionary entrepreneur that you are. And trust me, that is going to change everything.